You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shir is a new topic. We are going to talk about a shaila that comes up often when people go away for Shabbos specifically. It can come up either if somebody's in the hospital or if somebody's at a hotel and it's Shabbos and you want to fulfill the mitzvah. D'rabbanan, I've had lakas near Shabbos. So, ideally, you'd light Shabbos candles, but for fire concerns, we are worried that there's a chashash of fire in a hospital, certainly where there's oxygen, and of course they wouldn't let you, and even in a hotel, where you might think, hey, it's my room, I rented it, so I could do what I want in my room, I could light my Shabbos candles, but it might be gneiva, or some other form of bin adam l'chavero, in terms of you don't have the rights, you didn't rent the room. When you rented a room, part of the rental is understood that you're not going to light a fire. So you could be frum on your bin adam l'makom to say, I want to light a Shabbos candle, but that might be being mekel in the bin adam l'chaver between you and the hotel. So typically you're not going to want to light a fire in a hotel, so you'll want to consider the possibility of turning on a light. With turning on a light, which is certainly what they do in the hospitals, the chaplain gives you a little Shabbos box, and inside the Shabbos box there are these two little plug-in candles or battery-operated candles. Hospitals have different arrangements, and there is a halachic difference between those two, as I don't know if we'll get to it, but Shlomo Zalman suggests that maybe there's a halachic difference between a battery-operated candle and a plug-in candle. That's not for right now. The question is fundamentally, can you fulfill the mitzvah, the rabbanon, of hadlakas neros on an electric light bulb? Secondly, would we allow you to go so far as to make a bracha on it? Right? If you can't do anything else, you might as well light it. The question is, if you're going to light it, could you make a bracha on it, or are we going to be a little bit too nervous to say that you should make a bracha on it? Thirdly, once we figure that out, we'd have to say, if you can do that, or if you can make a bracha, will it be limited to an incandescent light bulb? Echemrim incandescent vibrit. Incandescent.
Which is incandescent?
Incandescent is the one that has the wire inside, the filament inside of it.
As a power
the old one. Nowadays we have LED, we have fluorescent bulbs.
Fluorescent.
And we have LEDs. Nowadays most of the modern light bulbs that you install in the house are not even fluorescent, they're LED. These are LED. Yeah, everything in this building is LED. They had a total switch to LED to save money. So there might be halakhic differences in there, because one can argue, as one of the poskim does, I don't remember if we'll see him here, I don't remember if, that maybe an incandescent light bulb is nothing more than a wick that's on fire inside the bulb. It's not, you don't light it with a match, you light it by turning a switch, but it's a filament, is a wick. And it's on fire, it's glowing red from the heat.
That would be better.
So that might be better than an LED or a fluorescent bulb. So that is one opinion does suggest that. But we have to understand what is fundamentally the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. And once we understand the mitzvah, maybe we'll be able to figure out whether you could fulfill the mitzvah with an electric bulb.
Is this the same as the plight on Neros Hanukkah?
No. What we're saying now is not going to be the same as Neros Hanukkah. It's only going to be Neros Shabbos. Not Neros Hanukkah. And this is also nothing to do with Havdalah. Although Havdalah will come in, Rav Avadya Yosef will put Havdalah with Neir Shabbos, but that we'll see if we have a chance. Really, what we're going to try to do is explain one word in Shas. One word. Look at source number one, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafem and Beis, Amar Rav, Hadlakas Neir B'Shabbos, Chova. What does that word mean? Now, you would translate it incorrectly. You would probably say obligatory or obligation. That's wrong. That's wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Let's continue. Rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis, washing your hands and feet for l'chavet Shabbos in the Friday afternoon is rishus. Look at Tosas, and much of what we're going to say tonight is going to be based on this one Tosas. Says Tosas, chova. What does it mean that hadlakas neir is a chova? Legabe rechitzas yadayim b'chamin. If you compare Shabbos candles in comparison to taking a shower on Friday afternoon, in that sense, karlei chova. It's not really obligatory to light Shabbos candles, but it's more obligatory than the beautiful idea of taking a shower on Friday afternoon. Delave kol kach mitzvah. For where else do we see the idea of something called a chova, but it's not really a real chova? Umayim achronim also karle chova. Mishum sakana demach sedomis. It's not because Tosis here is assuming that the reason why you do my machronim is not because there's a mitzvah to do my machronim. It's because you want to just make sure you don't have melech sedomis on your fingers, and so you don't damage your eyes, your retina, your cornea. I don't know what.
Health issue.
What?
It's a health issue.
It's a health issue. So similarly, just like there it says chova, so too here hadlakas zera Shabbos is a chova, but not really a mitzvah. It's just, you should do it. Oh, look at this underlying line. V'yesh Tosis brings a yesh shirotzim lomar. And then he'll bring Rabbi Natan. V'yesh shirotzim lomar de'ein levarech hadlakas ner. Mi dekari lechova. For the fact that the Gemara only called it a chova and not a mitzvah, it's only a good thing to do, a proper thing to do, but not a real mitzvah, not a real takana mitzvah, then there are those who suggest that you shouldn't make any bracha, no bracha whatsoever, on hadlakas ner as Shabbos. Ah, isn't that against the Gemara? No, there's no Gemara, as we mentioned, there's no such Gemara in Shas anywhere that says to make a bracha on lighting Shabbos candles. And therefore, this first opinion in Tosa says, indeed, you do not make a bracha on Shabbos candles. In the same way you don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, it's only Echova, so too, Shabbos candles are only Echova. In the sense of, not really obligatory, and therefore you're not going to light Shabbos candles, therefore you're not going to say a bracha on Shabbos candles at all. That's this Yeshua Rotzim Lomer, this opinion that Tosis quotes. Now Tosis brings Rabbi Natan. Vom Rabbi Natan de Shibushu. That's a big mistake. Don't compare it to Mayim Achronim. De lo dami le Mayim Achronim, because that's only a health issue. De lo havei ela le hatzola ba'alma. It's just for hatzola. So you don't hurt yourself with the dangerous salts that might be on your fingers from the food. Aval hadlokas ner hi chova. You know what the word chova in the Gemara meant? Not chova relative to taking a shower. No, it's a real chov. It's a chov shell. What mitzvah is it? What mitzvah could it be? Where is there a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles? Says Tosis, mitzvah shel oneg Shabbos. And therefore, just like other chovos, it will require a bracha. So we have machlokas. We have the first opinion Tosis says that it's not a real mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Doesn't say a mitzvah anywhere. There's no takar d'rabbanan. We don't know where you're coming from. It's a good thing to do. It's nice, it's convenient, it's beautiful, but it's not a real mitzvah, and therefore don't make a bracha. Comes Rabbi Natan says, yes, it's a mitzvah. What mitzvah is it? Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And since it's a real bona fide mitzvah, says Rabbi Natan, you do have to make a bracha on it. Now, you know where we have to really think about, is it a real mitzvah or not? Let's say you turned on the candles. Friday afternoon is going to be busy. You turned on the candle, you lit candles Friday morning. Okay? Why? Because you had to read in your house on Friday morning. You wanted to read the newspaper. And you left those candles on for the rest of the day, into Shabbos. Will that fulfill your din of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? Well, let's think. According to the first opinion, it's not a mitzvah. It's a nice, proper thing. Don't even make a bracha on it. So it sounds like, just as long as candles were left on, you're okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, maybe you have to make a bracha on it, maybe you have to do something actively. Says the Tosas, Umasha Omer, Tam Acher, Shalom Levarech, the first opinion that we said that you don't make a bracha, brought another proof. He brought a proof, Shem Haisam Udlekes Ve'omedes. Let's say you had candles that were already lit on Friday. Do you have to relight? Do you have to put them out and relight them l'chavet Shabbos? Lo hayatzarech l'chabosa. You don't have to extinguish them l'achzor l'hadlika. Lo l'hadlik acheres. You don't have to light a new candle for Shabbos. So if that's the case, if you don't have to light a new candle, that's the proof that you shouldn't. There's no mitzvah to do. You don't have. There's no mitzvah that you have to do, because even if you had candles that were lit from before, leave them. You don't have to light anything new. Says Tosis, that's not a good proof. You know why? Because I could show you that even if you don't have to, if something is there and you don't have to
act.
Let's say, look at the following scenario. I do shechita. What happens after you do shechita? You do kisui hadam. Let's say right after I did the shechita, wind came and blew dust, blew dirt right on top of the dam. Do I have to do kisui hadam anymore?
No.
I don't. But let's say I do kisui hadam, will I make a bracha?
Yes.
I will. Says to us, in the same way, let's say I light a candle Friday morning. I don't have to light a new one. It's there the whole time. But if I do end up lighting a candle for Shabbos, I can still make a bracha on it. That's what Rabbi Tam argues. He says, even though you don't have to go ahead and do an act of doing kisedam, if you do an act of kisedam, make a bracha. So too, Shabbos comes, even though there's no chiyuv to light a new candle, but if you do a new candle, maybe you could make a bracha. Va'od, look at the last line of Tosas, near the Rabbi Tam, Shimhaya haner mudlak va'omeid, look at Rabbi Tam's opinion. He says, hold on 1 second, I'll take it in a second. If you have a ner mudlak va'omeid, if you have a candle that was lit on Friday morning, Tzarech l'chabos, v'lachzor u'lahadlik. You have to put it out and relight a new candle. What does Rabbi Tam clearly hold? Rabbi Tam clearly holds that it's not just this thing to have light on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, positively, to do a maisa mitzvah of hadlakas near Shabbos. And even if you had light already, put it out, do a maisa hadlakas near Shabbos. And also he also make a bracha. Two things go together.
What if you live in the morning with the intentions of it being on Shabbos too?
So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Because it's too
far away.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's to be nikah.
Yes, Shabbos. That's the word that's used.
Correct.
Nikah. That's the word I think of the Gemara. Yes. So the Tzitz Eliezer analyzed. Let's take a step back. Those of you who are here at Menachem Meiriv, I know you are. I don't know if anybody else was. There's a chakira that we could ask in terms of understanding the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Shabbos. And these two opinions in Tosfos will help us appreciate the two sides of the chakira. Is the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos that you want to have light on your house on Shabbos? Or is the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos to light candles? To light whatever, to light Neres Shabbos? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a few things. Number one, let's say the issue that Tosfos raised. Let's say candles were lit Friday morning for reading the New York Times on Friday morning at breakfast, and they stay lit. If the point is that you want to have light on Shabbos, well, you still have light on Shabbos. If on the other hand, the point is to do a Maisa Hadlaka, well, you didn't do a Maisa Hadlaka. Secondly, should you make a bracha? Well, if the point is just to have candles, there's no mitzvah to do. It's just make sure that there's light. I'm sorry, if the mitzvah is just to have light, so there's no mitzvah to do, it's just to have light. On the other hand, if the mitzvah is to do an actual hadlaka, so there's a maisa mitzvah there. So you would make a bracha. That's how the Tzitz Eliezer explains these two opinions in Tosfos. The first opinion that says that you don't have to make a bracha on candles, you know why he says you don't have to make a bracha on candles? Because there's no maisa mitzvah that is required. The Torah only wants, Chazal only wants that there should be light.
And there was light.
I don't care how there was light. With that, we will deal with a very important question. Again, between Menachem Meiriv, we mentioned this. When it comes to using an electric light switch, an electric light bulb, let's assume it's not a Maisa Hadlaka. Turning on a switch is not called lighting a ner. It's not called lighting a candle. But wait a second. If the whole mitzvah is just to make sure that there's light,
to work.
I don't care what the status, the halachic status of turning on a light bulb is. The point is there's light, I'm happy there's light, I did my mitzvah. On the other hand, if you hold, no, there's a mitzvah to do a hadlaka, then light bulbs might not work. If light bulbs don't constitute a hadlaka, light bulbs it's not a hadlaka snare. You need a real hadlaka snare. So it will depend what the mitzvah is. If we assume the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos is a maisa hadlaka, then light bulbs might not work. Maybe they will, but maybe they won't. If on the other hand, all the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos is to have light, well, light bulbs give light, and that should be fine. Let's look, jump to source number 4. The Tzitz Eliezer, we know that Tzitz Eliezer was the poster, Eliezer Waldenberg just passed away about 2 years ago. He was the poster for Shai Tzedek Hospital and one of the kings, absolute kings of technology and halacha. He quotes a Mordechai. In source number 4, Mordechai mevi otam b'shem Rabbeinu Meshulam. He quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says that you shouldn't make a bracha on hadlakas ner. You know why Rabbeinu Meshulam says you should not make a bracha on lighting Shabbos candles? Because, look what he says, Da'amrinan, right underneath the 4. We say in Gemara Menachos, Kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar meleches mitzvasa ein mevarchen aleha. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's not a gemar. Lighting Shabbos candles, was that a gemar melacha? Was that a gemar mitzvah? V'ner Shabbos ein gemar mitzvah se'ela b'sh'as achila. What's the point of lighting the Shabbos candles? So that you can have light when you sit and eat at the dining room table. And therefore, when you light an hour or 45 minutes or 35 minutes before you're sitting and eating at your seuda, that maisa was not the gemar. Let's think for a second. if he understands that the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is not completed when you do the hadlaka, but rather when you're eating your dinner, how does he understand the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles? Let's think for a moment about our chakira. If the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa hadlaka, did you do a mitzvah when you lit candles? Yeah, the mitzvah is a ma'isa hadlaka, you did a ma'isa hadlaka. Oh. If, on the other hand, the mitzvah is just to have light, I guess, at your meal, when you lit the Shabbos candles, did you create a situation that you have light at your meal? You're not even up to your meal yet. You're still in shul. So it comes out incredible, something incredible, that according to this Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says this newfangled svara, that you don't light Shabbos candles, I'm sorry, you don't make a bracha on Shabbos candles because it's not a Gemara Asiyah, it must be that he's holding that the mitzvah of Shabbos candles is not a ma'isa hadlaka, because that would be immediately concluded. Right. Ma'isa hadlaka is finished. It must be that he holds, says it's Tzitz Eliezer, that the mitzvah is to have light during the meal, and that's not finished right now. You did a ma'isa hadlaka, but that wasn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have light later. So you see, says it's Tzitz Eliezer, that this opinion of Rabbeinu Meshulam holds that the mitzvah is to have light. Oh, let's stop right here. If that's the case, if the mitzvah is only to have light at your meal, what should come out in terms of electric light bulbs? Should be fine.
Should be good, of course.
So you know what we just did? If we stop here, we're not going to stop it, but if we stop here, what we really did is we avoided entirely the question is what's the status of turning on a light bulb? And we said that I couldn't care less what the status is of turning on a light bulb because I know that it gives me light. I don't know what halacha sees. Is it ish? Is it not ish? Is it a ma'isa hadlaka? Is it not a ma'isa hadlaka? It gives light.
We don't care.
And according to this opinion, what we're suggesting, the first opinion of Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Tam rejected, and this Rabbeinu Meshulam, quoted in the Mordechai, the point is of hadlaka scenarios is nothing more than having light. And hey, you got light with a light bulb. You should be able to make a bracha even without anything additional, even without a ma'isa hadlaka. So if we stopped here, you should be able to, you fulfill the mitzvah with a ma'isa hadlaka. The problem is, this was all according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Meshulam, who say you don't make a bracha because you didn't finish the Gemara Mitzvah. But we do make a bracha when we light Shabbos candles, right? You make a bracha when you light Shabbos candles. You, your wife, makes a bracha when you light Shabbos candles, of course. So what does that mean? Maybe that means that we hold that it is a ma'isa hadlaka.
Right.
So then we have to figure out, is a light bulb a light ma'isa hadlaka or not?
Right.
That's what we have to think about right now. That's what we have to think about right now. Let's look at source number 6. This is a Rambam, which I mentioned in passing. We didn't see it inside, but mentioned it in passing in the past few days between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Look at this incredible, mamish, not what you think the Rambam would write. You don't, the Rambam, if your first name was Moshe and your last name was Maimonides, you would not be writing this. That was a joke. Your last name would be Maimon. You would not write this. Look at what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perakei, the first Halacha and Perakei of Hadlaka Sneres. Hadlaka Sner Shabbos Shabbos. Ein Rishus. It's not a choice. You don't have a choice. Imratza Madlik Vimratza Ein Madlik. Look what he said. Vilo Mitzvah. But it's not a Mitzvah. Sheinu Chayiv Lirdof Achare Adshia said, you don't have to pursue, you don't have to get yourself a way to fulfill the Mitzvah. Gon Erevei Chatzeros Matilas Yadayim LaAchila. It's not an option, but it's not an obligation. What is it? It's something in the middle. It's a chiyuv. That, do you remember? Elachova, it's a chov. You remember that was the first word that we had tonight? That it's a chov. It's not it's not like a mitzvah. It's not a reshut. It's a chov. It's this middle ground. Now look how he teaches the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos. Ve'echad anashim, both men, ve'echad nashim and women, chayavin. How do you finish this sentence? If you wanted to tell me there's a mitzvah halakas Neiros Shabbos, how would you write it? Echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavim lehadlik. Look at what he says. And he says extra words, and it's like he looks like he's scratching his head back, his ear backward. Chayavim lihios beveisa ner dolok b'shabbos. Rabbi Wilimowski, it's a remarkable lashon, right? Chayavim lihios beveisa ner dolok b'shabbos. He's bending over backwards to tell you that there's no mitzvah to light. There's a mitzvah to
have it lit.
Have it lit.
If your wife lights, you don't have to light. Like, how do you lit every single person has to light?
I'd love to check the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. I have a feeling that that's not going to be true. I have a feeling that in Hilchos Chanukah, he probably does say, Chayev Ish, Kol Ish V'Isha, I don't know.
No,
Neresh
Beso.
I know it's Neresh Beso. I know it's Neresh Beso. But here, this is how we understand. Maybe I think it sounds from the Rambam that he understands that that's what the word chova means. By saying it's not a mitzvah, it means it's not on the gavra. It's not that you have to light candles. If the yes, it would be called a mitzvah. It's not called a mitzvah, it's called a chova. It sounds from the Rambam that means it's not on the gavra, but it's on that there, it needs to be the chavta, meaning it has to be, there has to be a light lit in there.
Even if somebody has to light it, not everybody has to light it. And that's what you could be dealing with, that issue of whether...
I hear. The only thing is...
Every adult man should light and every adult woman should light. That's not true.
What if a goy lit it?
Because the truth is that you only need a light in the house, so maybe one person has to light.
Right, but if it's one person lighting, for example, when a man lights for his wife, the woman is... He's doing that. He's a shliach. He's just doing for the house. I hear what you're saying. I have to figure
what if a goy lit it?
Yeah, that's also a good point. Lashon the Rabbah, here is that you have to have a lit candle in your house. We're going to talk about what happens if a goy lit. Yeah, he says you have to make a bracha. He passes like you have to make a bracha. Yeah, he goes like he passes like a ben atam, but the version that he's taking is that it's not a ma'aseh halacha. That's true. Guess what? The Shulchan Aruch copies this very convoluted lashon. Look at one line of the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7. Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim chayavim. It doesn't say lahadlik. It says chayav lihiyos bebeisam ne'erdolak b'shabbos. Fascinating. Okay.
Well, it says ne'erdolak doesn't imply somebody lit it.
Well, what if a guy lit it? That's
yeah, okay, fine. Somebody lit it, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah wasn't the mice of lighting it.
But by us, it says ne'erdolak.
As opposed to an unlit candle.
Okay, nobody's
going to
say that.
We all have candles in our cabinets, but that's not the mitzvah. Every Jew has to have a box of strikes matz in his...
And there is an implication that says, no, that somebody lit it. You see, I'm quoting you right now. I'm quoting you from Bitu Mitzvah Marim. When you talk about that you need an act of lighting because the lust of...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Mishnah Berurah suggested that, but today I said why that wasn't a good raya. Today I said why... Okay, we're going to get there. It's going to be here too. Okay. So, what does the Rambam say? If the Rambam is telling us that there's a mitzvah to... No, not to light a candle.
To have
a candle lit. So it sounds like, what's the mitzvah? To have a lit candle. Perfect. To have a lit candle. That sounds like, what's the mitzvah? Not the ma'isa hadlaka. And therefore, what's the status of an electric light bulb?
Perfect.
It sounds perfect because you have a lit candle. I don't care how you did it. Was it a ma'isa? Was it not a ma'isa? Is it a havara? Is it not a havara? Is it an ish? Is it not an ish? Is it a hadlaka? Is it not a... I couldn't care less. There's a lit candle in my house. And that's what should come out according to this Rambam. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer reads in this Rambam. Just like the Shulchan Aruch. And similar to that Rabbeinu Meshulam, who we said earlier, who said you don't make a bracha because you don't have to, because it's just something that has to be there later, but not that right now is the Ma'aseh Hadlaka. So it sounds, according to this, that Tzitz Eliezer assumes from all these sources that we just proved that one can make a bracha. One can light, I'm sorry, we'll talk about bracha later, but at this point, one is in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of hadlakas neros, even if you don't do a ma'isa hadlaka. And therefore, turning on your light bulbs should be totally fine. Just to be honest, everybody quotes this Mishpatei Uziel. Uziel, what's his name? He was the chief rabbi of Echor. Harav HaRashi, Sfaradi, Lefnei, Chamishim Shana, Uziel. Harav Uziel, Harav Uziel, Ruchob Bayit Vegan. Bayit Vegan, yes, Ruchob Uziel.
Yeah.
As Rav Uziel, yeah, Lefnei, Lefanav? Lefanav. Okay, so Rav Uziel has a safe, he was a chief Sfaradi rabbi of Israel, and he has a very Svara. He says something that I guess is representative of Israel in the, I don't know if it's the 40s or the 50s or the 60s, but certainly not what we would appreciate. He said, you know why you can't take a bracha on, you know why you shouldn't be able to use an electric light? You have to use, Uziel said, you have to use a real Shabbos candle, not an electric light. You know why? Because if you use an electric light, you know what's going to happen in the middle of your meal? Your light's going to go out.
Like light bulb, like light bulbs.
Light bulbs will go out because electricity will stop. Yeah. If you have a candle, candle's going to stay lit.
Sometimes.
Now you see how times have changed. But nowadays, it's not only not a geschmack, it's not a good svara, it's a weak svara, but it's the exact, nowadays our mitzvah is the exact opposite. A light bulb I know is going to be on for, you know, I can leave this light bulb on for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. A candle, it could get blown out, the wick, the oil, the this, you know, we all. So that, I just wanted you to share that with you.
Okay.
Let us move on and see what Rav Avadia says. Rav Avadia brings the most creative, the most delightful proof that you should be able to not only light candles with a light bulb, but even make a bracha on it. And this proof is like candy for the eyes, candy for the neshama. This is, you don't even have to like eat supper if you hear this. This is what Rabbi says. There's a story in the Gemara. The Gemara says the story about the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's daughter, she was a big tzaddikus, her father was a big tzaddik. She comes crying to her father. She says, "Tati, Tati, what's wrong, my dear sweetheart?" She says, "I lit the Shabbos candles with chometz, with vinegar. No. Vinegar doesn't light." So Chanina ben Dosa replies to her, "Sweetheart, don't worry. Misha Amar LaShemen V'Yidlok, Hu Yomar LaChometz V'Yidlok." In the same way, oil lights on fire. That's just an ace from Hashem. The same Hashem who makes oil light on fire, he can make vinegar also light on fire. Hashem does no harder for Hashem. And what happened to her? And the Gemara says, and the oil stayed, and the vinegar, which is not flammable, not combustible, stayed lit until the end of Shabbos. Okay, that's the Gemara. What did he tell her? What did he ask her? "Why are you sad?" What did she respond? "I'm sad because
I lit vinegar,
meaning it's not going to work, and therefore I didn't, presumably, it didn't light. And what did he say? "Don't worry, it will be lit." Wait a second. When she lit, it didn't have the bracha of, you know, staying lit for the whole Shabbos. It didn't have this nice miracle happen to it because he didn't yet say his magical words of Hashem can make it light, lit. So shouldn't there be, why did the Gemara sound like you have nothing to worry about? When she lit, it wouldn't have stayed lit. It wouldn't light. And therefore, it should have been a bracha of Atala. So how can you say, "Oh, there's nothing to be said about"? After all, what do you mean there's nothing to be said about? She made a bracha of Atala. Says Rav Avadia, it must be. Says Rav Avadia, it must be that. Let me rephrase that. If you do a hadlaka that's not going to work, that shouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah of. One second. How does Rav Avadia say this? One second. He brings the story. In source number 13, you have the whole story. The story of Maisim Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa.
What number is this?
In 13.
Page
3. On page 3, source number 13, the Gemara in Tainus of Hamad Aleph. Rav Avadia quotes the whole story from the Gemara in Tainus. Maisim Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Shara is bita b'lel Shabbos k'shi atzuva. She said, "Amar la biti, why are you sad? I mean, you have nothing to be sad about. Amar lo, because kli shel chometz got switched with me, and I lit it. And she and he said, don't worry about it. Biti mach paslach. What do you care? The same Hashem who can make oil light made the vinegar light. Let's look together at what I underlined in 13. Vekasha asks Rav Avadia Yosef. Shim habracha niskana, dafka al psilas shemen, o b'shava liyikuba. If the bracha of Neir Shabbos is dafka when you have a real candle, or real oil, or real wick, or real, you know, real hadlakas neir, then why is he saying don't worry? Adayin hayal al hisatzi. She should still be sad because she made a bracha levatala.
Even if it's burning, right?
Yeah, because she didn't know it was going to burn and she didn't set it up to burn.
Did it burn or it didn't burn? I can't get the story right.
I'm not sure if it started burning later or earlier, but either way, she didn't light something that needed to be lit. She didn't do a proper ma'aseh hadlaka.
She lights something that's combustible.
Correct. She wrote, if you light a piece of glass, a piece of rock on fire on Friday afternoon, that was a bracha levatala. If you make a hadlak ner shel Shabbos, if you light a rock on fire, which doesn't, you know, doesn't combust, It's not kabbalah, so it's not. It's a bracha latah. So says Rav Adya, why does he have nothing to worry about? Why shouldn't it be bracha latala? It must be, says Rav Adya, that there is no requirement that you need a ner.
But it ignited, there's no question.
I guess it did ignite. But I guess he's trying to say, this shows that you don't need a ner. Anything that will light. You know what? The same way that she wasn't worried about a bracha latala because her chometz lit, guess what? The LED lit. The fluorescent light bulb lit. What Rav Adya is showing from the story is that you don't need to make a bracha on...
She had fire.
Fire she had. But she didn't have a shemen or psila.
He's saying that you don't need fire?
He's saying that you see that you don't need shemen or psila.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
He's not saying LED.
And then Rav Adya, as is his derech, quotes many... I didn't quote them because it's boring. V'chein kasav, and he lists, 12 different tshuva svarim. And look what Rav Adya assumes is the vast majority of poskim's conclusion. Look on the bottom paragraph in 15. V'ha'emes kefi shehiskimu gdoli ha'achronu v'zmaneinu. Shachashmal hu? What do we consider electricity? He doesn't really go through it, why, where, what, what, and how, but he just quotes all the achronim. He says the consensus is that the chashmal is eish bo'eres. Let's assume he's talking about an incandescent light bulb. It would make life much easier.
Talking about incandescent.
What?
Incandescent.
Let's assume he's talking about an incandescent light bulb. The hamad l'kner chashmal b'Shabbos. If you would turn on that light on Shabbos, you'd get skila, man. Chai ben atom, you should not sevar reish b'chol mashu seichem. Quotes the Samar Rav, who said such a voice. And then he quotes the famous story, which is not so geshmak, because we don't really assume like this nowadays, maybe. Rav Chaim Ozer, maybe we do. Rav Chaim Ozer would make havdalah dafka on an incandescent light bulb to show everybody that it's eish, right? Borei morei ha'eish, and he would turn on a light. Why? Because he wanted to show that it's real havara, and if you do it on Shabbos, you're really violating the Sedaisa. And therefore concludes Rav Adya that you can be yotze the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos on a, he assumes the consensus of poskim, on a light bulb, certainly an incandescent light bulb. He just points out that if you have oils or wicks or candles, you should try to do candles. But if you don't have candles, no questions asked. It's certainly totally fine. You could light and make a bracha on an electric lamp. I want to finish off with the svara of Ritzvi Pesach Frank. Who was here yesterday between Mincha Ma'ariv? You were here? Okay, so the only one who heard this vart was Mr. Wilmaski. Now you get to see it inside. I said this between Mincha Ma'ariv, an incredible lumdus. When I say it, you'll like it again. Says with Tzvi Pesach Frank, let's go to figure out what the status of lighting an electric bulb. Let's go to Hilchos Ritzicha. If I take a gun and I shoot, Yaakov, can I shoot you? I shoot you. But you know you're holding a shield, a bulletproof shield. So what's the point of my bullet? You can't do anything. He has a shield in front of him. What happens if somebody runs and we'll call him Mr. X? Mr. X pulls the shield out. So did I kill you?
Yes.
I mean, you end up dead. But did I do a Ma'aser Ritzicha? No. Because I shot you, there's a shield there. Did Mr. X kill you? Because he allowed you to die? No, that's only grama. Meaning, the din of Ritzicha is that if you just remove the barrier, that's just grama, and that's not real Ritzicha. Let's say the opposite. Let's say I shoot a bullet, but for the bullet to be able to reach you, it needed a bridge. And somebody built the bridge to enable the bullet to reach you. So is the guy who built the bridge your murderer? Well, the same way the guy who pulled the shield away and allowed you to die is not a murderer, he's only grama. So too the guy who allowed the bullet to reach you is only grama and also not a murderer. That's
what did the bridge do?
It allowed the bullet that I shot to reach him.
How?
I don't know. I'm just making it up. Conceptually, the same way somebody is misalik the tris, the shield, so too somebody enables he's an atheist. You know, you could have the removal of a shield either by a negative way of taking away the shield, or in a positive way by helping the bullet get there. They're both the same. You grama. A grama is not considered a maisa and not considered a tzicha. Let me just say this far. Hold on. Therefore, says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank.
What number?
In source 16? Number 16. When I have an electric circuit and I have electrons running through the wall, through the wires in the wall, and I through the wires and whatever, and I plug and I turn on the switch. I turn on the electric light or turn on any other electric switch. What am I doing when I bridge the gap between the two wires? I'm doing nothing more than, I could say it in two ways. I'm taking away the barrier and allowing the electrons to flow, or I'm building a bridge to allow the electrons to flow. So what am I doing? Am I doing a maisa of
hadlaka?
No. I'm doing a grama. I'm doing a grama. And therefore, maybe it shouldn't work for me to turn on a light for Shabbos. Because maybe the Torah mitzvah requires me to actually do a maisa hadlaka. Not like, you know, we've been talking about, maybe you don't need a maisa, you just have to have water. Hold on. Maybe you need a maisa hadlaka. And is this considered a maisa? When you flip a switch, you're just either taking away the barrier that's holding back the electrons, or you're providing a bridge for the electrons to flow and therefore conduct the electricity and turn on the light. If that's the case, it's only grama. Maybe grama is not enough to be considered a maisa on which you to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neros. On the other hand, maybe we could say that grama would be enough. Like, what have we been saying until now? Until now, the other shittas that we saw tonight is that you don't have to actually do a maisa of hadlaka. It's as long as there's light later on. Says the Sweet Face of Frank, maybe it's possible that even if you do a grama, that's also enough to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And he's going to explain the following incredible, the following incredible situation. Let's say, again, like I told us yesterday, your wife forgets to light the Shabbos candles, she's busy doing her hair, and all of a sudden she realizes that it's
Shabbos.
Shkia was 35 seconds ago. And she comes running to you, sweetheart, I forgot to light the Shabbos candles, it's already Shkia, what should I do? Should I light them? You, of course, say,
no.
Chas v'shalom, it's already Shabbos, don't light the Shabbos candles. Says the Magen Avraham, a very shver Magen Avraham, he quotes one of the Achronim, very shver Shita, says, you know what she could do? She could ask the cleaning lady to light the candles for her, and then she herself will
make the bracha.
Share to the Shabbos and Shabbos. Yvan lahadik ner shal Shabbos. All the Achronim ask. Rabbi Kivi Eger on that Shulchan Aruch asks, how in the world could she make a bracha asher lahadik ner shal Shabbos? Who did the hadlaka? A guy. Does a guy even have shlichus? A guy's not even a shliach. So it's like turned on by a non-Jew, by a person who's not even their mice is not mitzvahis to me.
Not entity.
Right, but in terms of how from a malachic perspective, as far as how could I make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos when I didn't do anything? A guy turned it on. Says Ritzvi Pesach Frank, maybe it's enough for you to be the. The two ways we could say it. Maybe the mitzvah of hadlakas neros, you don't have to do an actual maisa, it's enough for you to be the cause for the maisa. It's enough for you to be goreim it. Just like when you turn on a switch and you allow the bridge, you provide the bridge for the electrons to flow, you're goreim the light to turn on. Maybe that's enough. Or we could say this in a different way. Maybe you don't have to do a maisa at all. You know why you can make the bracha?
You're the beneficiary.
Because you made sure that there's light here. The other way, the way we said earlier, that maybe this is not the actual maisa hadlaka. It's just making sure that there's light here. So you didn't turn it on, the guy turned it on, but you can make a bracha because you ensure that there's light here, and that's the mitzvah, is to have the light, not to do the actual maisa hadlaka. So that's the question that Tzvi Pesach Frank leaves us with. I want to finish off tonight with the Psak, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is going to be, possibly interesting for you. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Volume 2, Volume 1 is usually the one that we quote, because that's where all the malachas are, the 39 malachas, but this is in Volume 2, where he talks about the mitzvahs asay, for example, Shabbos candles. So in Volume 2, Perek Mem Gimel, he says the following. Source number 18, in the middle of the line. If you light Shabbos candles with an electric bulb, you have on whom to rely, and you could even make a bracha on this hadlaka. This is the psak of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa.
Always check with
Rosh Hashanah. Yep, yep. And look what he says on the bottom, and he quotes Rosh Hashanah Zalman himself in the footnotes on the bottom. Look at the footnotes. V'shamati mihagom Rosh Hashanah Zalman or about Shlita, now it's Atzal. He says something fascinating. He says that maybe there's going to be a difference between Yesh Lechali Pein Or Chashmal Shabami Tachanas Koach. What's a Tachanas Koach?
The power plant.
Tachana is a plant or station. The power station. That, when you light the candle, you know what that's lighting? When you turn on a lamp that's attached to the wall, that's attached to a power station, you know what that's like? That's like lighting a candle without any oil in the candelabra. It's like lighting shemen without any shemen. It's like lighting a psil without any shemen in the air. As opposed to, you're just assuming that the oil will continue to flow, shoot in from outside. You're assuming that the electricity will continue to flow, but if the electricity is not here. As opposed to, Masha'en, can I underline it, imadlik panas, if you light a flashlight, hamufal, that's operative, ayidei matzber, with a battery, there you have your source, your power, your source of energy, clear and present in front of you. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, that's a little bit better. If you have your source of electricity right in front of you, it's a little bit more dumya to a real ner, like Chazal or Misakein, and therefore coming back full circle to the question we started with, if a person's in the hospital and they have two choices, they even have the plug-in, a lantern for example, they could either plug in a light, or they could have a battery-operated light, which is, I know last time I was in the hospital with my wife, my daughter, I don't remember, I think, or somebody else, I don't even remember what it was. Was it Columbia? I think Columbia, because we were in the Heights probably. The last time I was at Columbia, they gave out little lights that are battery operated, not plug-in. And that's more lechatchila, according to this vort of Rav Shlomo Zalman, because the electricity is held inside there, it's not, and therefore it's more similar to the ner that Chazal were presumably misakin.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.